All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to the MP Show, the official podcast, not Comcast, that's a cable company, official podcast of EliteGamingGods.com. You can check me out at that website, EliteGamingGods.com, or on MaddenBattles.com. And make sure you follow me on Facebook.com/Madden's Players. I'm answering all your questions that you have, giving away prizes, ebooks. It's really going down. So what we're going to talk about today is I'm going to give you the show breakdown right here. I'm going to read one of the emails I got on Facebook. We're going to pull this up right here. We're going to, like I said, read the email we got from on Facebook. I'm going to promo Roblox Part 2, something that we're going to talk about. And you guys can expect. We also have another promo going on this week. The sales went really good for the first week kickoff. So thank you for you guys who pitched in and got the ebook service. And I'm answering all your questions. We have the debate between Gamer Salon and Virgin Gaming today. I also have another phrase of the day. So look out for that. And the main topics we're going to touch is Chris Johnson, what's going to happen to him? We'll get to that. Your Super Bowl pick, who has the best offseason, and Johnny Football. And of course, we were going to wrap up the show with the tip of the day and a trivia question where if you answer it correctly, you can get my ebook for free. So starting back at the top, this is Madden's Players. My PSN is Madden's Players. You can add me, we can get a game in. All you gotta do is ask. If you like this podcast, please click the share button. Check it out, baby. All right. So, one of the emails I got on the Facebook, okay, again, facebook.com/Madden's Players, is in the roadblock, I did not explain how to do the defensive side of it. Well, that's because, one, it's in the Blaze scheme, but two, it's going to be on Roblox Part 2, and that should drop next week. So it's a part of your subscription as long as you're paying the $10, but it is really $5, so make sure you pay attention to how you can get the $5 off. But Roblox 2 comes out next week, and I'll explain in detail how I break the defense down. I make it simple. It's not very complicated. You just have to step outside of what you know of Madden and realize it is just a video game, and it is not real-life football. So, part two, I'm going to explain defense a whole nother way, so make sure you have the subscription for the monthly ebook access at EliteGamingGods.com. So we're going to explain what the MP Show is and what we're going to bring to it this season. This is episode two. We're starting probably episode three or four. We're going to bring in some music, some background, some stuff to make it a little more entertaining for you guys to listen to on your way to work. Today is, well, the day that you're going to listen to this probably is Friday. So I want to wish everyone a happy Friday. I know it's a happy Friday for me. So, you know, good weekend. Let me know what your weekend plans are. You can hit me up. Let me know. You guys want to get a game? Check it out. Now, I derived my ebook off people that you find on Gamer Salon and Virgin Gaming. So I have a debate going on between people on which one's better. Do you like Gamer Salon or do you like Virgin Gaming? And I'm going to give you my opinion. Me, myself, and I like Virgin Gaming for the simple fact of when you play someone and the game finishes, it automatically syncs it and you don't have to worry about it so much. You do have to record your game in case something janky happens and you got to report it and stuff like that. But as far as instant payment into your account and not having to deal with what the other user does now if they quit the game and stuff like that, it still goes into your account. I like that aspect of it. What I don't like at the moment on Virgin Gaming is they don't have a freaking PS4 version at the moment. They do have an Xbox One though. But I currently do not own an Xbox One, so that really doesn't fucking matter to me. So I went ahead and I checked out this site called Gamer Salon, which I've heard about throughout the years of Madden. And you know, I played on it before and I've won money and I just didn't like the way it worked out, and so I took a long, hard break from it. And the other day I was like, you know what, I'm gonna go ahead and give it a shot. Went to the website and they totally upgraded their website. It looks a lot better. You can get in free tournaments and win cash and stuff like that. So I said, what the hoot? Let's go ahead and do it. So I signed up. I played my first money game, ended up losing. It happens, you know. The guy picked Seattle or something. I'm not one of those people that pick the high-rated teams or whatnot. I stick with my team that I pick at the beginning of the season and run with them. I always criticize people who use Seattle, and I don't like people who use Niners and stuff. No offense to if those are your teams, and like just like me, like I'm an Oakland Raider fan. If the Oakland Raiders ever win the Super Bowl, I'll always use the Oakland Raiders. Okay, I use them now. You can look through my freaking videos on my YouTube.com/MaddensPlayers, and you'll see me. I do use the Raiders, but my team of choice is the Panthers. So I picked the Panthers to play this guy who was the Seahawks. And you know, he beat me. He beat me straight up, played legit, and I lost. But here is the thing, man. I took the video, I saw what I did wrong, I said, all right, so this is how we're gonna play it. Boom. Entered another free tournament, got in and just whooped this dude's ass. Like, it wasn't even close, man. I didn't even post a video on YouTube because how bad the ass whooping was. It was like 60 to 10. He was asking what happens if I quit, da da da. You know, I have it all recorded, but I'm not gonna post it because I won't be an asshole. But you know, that's the thing. It's like, at least I like on Virgin Gaming when I'm looking down the list, I can see where his range is and how good he is, and you know, his recent opponents, what they think, stuff like that. And I know on Gamer Salon they do have that, but it's not as updated as Virgin Gaming is. So I'm really waiting for Virgin Gaming to come along and get the PS4 thing. But let me know what you think. Hit me up on facebook.com/MaddensPlayers. I'm still working on getting an email address for you guys to email me. And I'm probably reworking the Twitter address to make it easier because there's a lot of bullshit on my Twitter at the moment. But, you know, we're going to get that handled. So, speaking of people quitting, that leads me into the phrase of the day. The phrase of the day is quitting like a bitch. And we've all played people who do that, who just quit like a bitch, man. Now, there's times where it's okay, and there's times where it's not, okay? There's times where it's okay if you play Madden Ultimate Team, you know, you can quit. There's no real penalty in quitting that. I mean, you lose some card points and stuff. But I'm talking about the ranked people you play or the tournament people you play. If you like the first fucking quarter, you up 21 nothing, and then boom, they pull the plug. Or especially what really yanks my chain is when you're playing someone in a motherfucking league and you're kicking the shit out of them and you're up like 60 to 20 and you're just feeling good, you're running reverses, you're running shit you ain't ever tried before, and you're getting first downs and touchdowns and you ain't trying to. It's just the way it works sometimes, right? Then you get to the fucking fourth quarter and there's like 10 seconds left and this bitch decides to pull the plug and say, what happened? That is known as quitting like a bitch, okay? There's no room for that, not even in my league. Not even in my not, if someone quits like a bitch in my league, they already know they better exit the league because I'm gonna exploit them. They're gonna go up on my YouTube, they're gonna get talked about, and yeah, that's just how, you know, how I work. So let me explain how you can quit not like a bitch, okay? You finish the game. That's what it's called. You finish. You take your ass kicking. You save it for the next time. That is how you basically quit without being a bitch. Then what you do is you take what you learned in your ass kicking, you turn it around, and you improve it. Let me tell you a little story how I got started in Madden. Long time ago, I used to work at a place. I'm not going to say the name of the place or the person, but we would bring in a PlayStation, right? You know, it was a PlayStation. Started from PlayStation 2 until the 3 came out, but we had a PlayStation 2 and then the 3 came out. That's when we really started bringing it in. And I was, you know, talking all sorts of mess, man. I can mess you up. I can blah, blah, blah. This and that, this and that. Came to find out, shit, I wasn't that good back then. I wasn't even close. I was getting my ass kicked handed to me. I took it probably for about 6 months. I was getting my ass kicked by my boy. That's when I developed the schemes you start seeing. I started learning the game as a game and not as a football game, but as a game. I learned what you can do legit and what you can't do legit. I learned it inside and out so well that nowadays I play the same guy that would beat my ass. He's not even in the same league, okay? That's what you can take out of quitting like a bitch. Just learn it, improve. There's people in my league right now who, honestly, I'm not going to name them because they're in my league and I value my league players very much. But some of them are not league players, but they are in my league because it will improve them. I can guarantee you, anyone who's in my league right now, when they finish through one season and they get through the second season, they're going to have more wins than they did the first season. Simply because they've improved. That is legit, especially the people who get my schemes. I got, I'm not going to name them, but I got one guy in there who got my schemes in my league. He didn't have many wins the first season he had it, and the next year it was dramatic. And he wasn't trying to bomb the season, by the way. But that is the phrase of the day, quitting like a bitch. Just learn from your mistakes, get better. And if you want some help, baby, I got some ebooks for you, okay? I'm even going to roll out, you ready for this? I'm going to roll out what I like to call the personalized ebook scheme. It's going to be on my site. I'm probably going to get that up in the next couple weeks. I'm still working on the quirks of it. It's going to be the same thing as a subscription, only I'm going to work with you one-on-one on everything. So make sure you guys look out for that. And I'll be talking about that probably next week in the podcast. Let's talk about the podcast schedule, okay? I think we're going to do podcasts Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. So make sure you check that. If you don't know how to add my podcast to your podcast selection, hit me up, let me know, and I will let you know how you can do that so that way you can subscribe. Now, if you're just listening to this out of someone who shared it from their Facebook or whatever, it's very simple to get. Just go to elitegaminggods.com. And you'll see it on the homepage. You just copy the URL, paste it in a little podcast thing, and boom, you're subscribed. Otherwise, you can go to Madden Battles, and I posted clearer directions on how to do it in there. So we're moving on. We're going into the topic selection for tonight. And I'm going to go ahead and talk about Chris Johnson, okay? CJ2K. And we're going to talk about his dominance in the beginning to where he is now, okay? When he first came out, man, I'll say, I think it was like his second year, third year. He's what I like to call explosive, okay? He would run, and he would just get that, oh shit, he's gone moment. He saw that hole, he was fucking gone, nothing you can do. It was over. And in Madden 11, okay, the video game Madden 11, was it 11? No, I think it was 9. 09, excuse me. 09, we backed it up a bit. He was pretty much unstoppable. I mean, I would pick him. I would run through the fucking everyone, man. It was legit. Right? I loved using him. But we're going to talk about him on the field instead of on the video game. So on the field that year, okay, he was just like he was on the video game, unstoppable. He was rushing. Then what happened? He ran his mouth, okay, and said, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And ever since he ran that mouth, he ain't done shit. So what's going to happen this year is I believe the Titans are going to let him go. Where is he going to end up? I don't know. Maybe they'll tell us in the morning or whatever this week, but I'm pretty sure he's let go. I want your thoughts on what you think, what's going to happen to him. Where is he going to go? Is he going to ever be the same Chris Johnson again? Is he, what happened to him? He lost that mobility. And that's where the cockiness part comes in, okay? And we're going to get that later into the show because we're going to talk about some Johnny Manziel. And, yeah, I mean, what are your thoughts about CJ2K? What's a good team for him? You let me know. I might just give you a free ebook just for your thoughts. So make sure you check that out. Put your responses on facebook.com/Madden's Players and let me know. So, who is your Super Bowl pick? All right. Now, I'm going to go ahead and just say probably 90% of you are like, oh man, the Seahawks are going to win it again. Oh man, it's over. They had such a good team. Now, I'm not a Seahawks fan by any means. Okay, I'm not saying I'm ever going to be a Seahawks fan, but I am, however, a USC fan, so I do like Pete Carroll, and you gotta love Lynch, man. I love Lynch, okay? So I really didn't mind Seattle winning the Super Bowl, especially over Denver. But it did break my heart because I am a Peyton Manning fan. So, it's kind of hard, being a Raider fan and then having to go against Peyton Manning because he's on the Broncos that year. But, like I was saying, 90% of you are probably going to say, man, they're going to win again. My true thoughts, okay? I think Denver's going. They're making some off-season picks that are nice. They're fixing up some stuff. I don't think Manning's game is going anywhere. This is what his third year with the team now. And let's put it this way. Pete Carroll came to Seattle and it took him, what, 4 years? And he got a title, right? This is Manning's third year. And I'm going to go ahead and call him the offensive coordinator. I don't give a fuck who was the offensive coordinator. His name is Peyton Manning. I think they're going to have the skills to put it together. I hope I'm wrong because obviously Oakland Raiders, I want to go to Super Bowl. But my pick right now, legit quo, is Denver's going to get it. They're going to fix what they missed. And watch, they're probably going to go 14 or 15 game winning this season. That's just my philosophy, okay? So let me know who you pick, and we'll discuss that. And if I get enough people putting on Facebook.com slash Spanish players, I just might give another free book away. Who knows? Make sure you keep sharing this podcast, baby, because I'm going to be giving some free stuff away. All right, so who so far has the best offseason? I'm not saying this because I'm a Raider fan, but I'm going to have to say the Raiders. I challenge someone to challenge me on that. I mean, we have like 11 signings or something that we got people this year that we've been waiting on. Excuse me. It's like we just decided to open up the motherfucking book and say, let's go. Let's get this fucking team. Let's compete. I'm tired of being last place in this motherfucking division. And I don't think the Chargers in that division. Excuse me. I don't think the Chargers in that division are anything to worry about. And I do think, however, the Chiefs are something to worry about, but only because they have one of the best coaches you could ever have and stuff. I'm not much of an Alex Smith fan. He's okay. I did like him when he first came out. I had him in my fantasy. I was like, man, he's going to be pretty good. And he is. He's pretty good. He's an okay quarterback. He's not gonna win or lose you games. He's gonna just keep you in it. That's it. That team evolves around what's called a running back. So I'm not too scared about that team. But of course, I am worried about the Broncos. But yeah, the best offseason in my opinion so far. Goes to the Raiders, so we'll see how they do in the draft. I'll discuss who I think they're going to draft on the next episode. Probably, I'm not going to get into it on this one. So speaking of the draft, okay, you pretty much know who's probably going 1 and 2 and whatever, right? Most likely, the number one pick is going to be Johnny Manziel. Most likely, but you never know. Okay, he had a hell of a pro day. This and that, and he grew up in Texas and all this other shit. But, and there's a big but about Johnny Manziel, in my opinion, okay, and we're going to talk about this. He's what I like to call an arrogant young son of a bitch asshole. But he's got a lot of skill, okay? I'm not going to lie, he does have skill. But he, in my opinion, okay, obviously, if he goes to the Raiders, I'm going to have to change a lot of my opinions around because I'm going to have to root for him. But I doubt he's dropping that low to the fifth pick. I highly doubt it. You never know. We could trade away our fifth pick because we've been known to fucking do shit like that. But anyways, I think he thinks he's better than he is. I do think he's good. I do not think he's going to be the greatest. Remember when Tim Tebow came? Tim Tebow had all them fans. They were like, yeah, it's Tim Tebow time. Tim Tebow mania, right? It was all gimmick, man. It was all gimmicky, man. Now, I think Tim Tebow was a good quarterback. I think he could make it in the NFL. But, however, I do not think he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. Just like Johnny Manziel. He is a pretty good quarterback. Do I think he's going to be a great quarterback in the NFL? No. Do I think he's going to make it in the NFL? Yes. He will probably be what like Matt Schaub is. He was going to be good for about five, six seasons, and then no good. And unfortunately, the Raiders went ahead and signed Matt Schaub, and I'm not happy about that signing. But my thought of Johnny Manziel wanting to trademark himself. Now, there's a different side of being a player and wanting to make some money. And this is Johnny wanting to make some money, okay? This is very smart, okay? Right here, he's already marketing himself away from the game because they already know what he can do on the field. So why not market away from the game, okay? Tebow did it, and Tebow makes a shit ton of money now. You know what I'm saying? He's in Super Bowl commercials getting paid that dough. So let me know what you think of Johnny Manziel. What do you think he's going to end up? Is he going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback? Is he going to do what Cam Newton's been doing? Is he going to do what Russell did this season? Is he going to do any of that? You let me know. Facebook.com/Madden's Players. And we're going to move right now into the tip of the day. Your tip of the day. You don't want to write this down. Excuse me. Tip of the day. Madden is not real. It's a game. Okay? A lot of you forget this, man. It's not real. It's not real. It's a game. So when you're telling me, oh man, that guy should have beat that guy should have jumped there, all these graphics, oh man, this and that, this and that, it's a motherfucking game. Don't tell me when you're playing a little shooting game that all that shit's realistic, because I know goddamn well it's not. It's a game. It's made to look real realistic, but there's still gaming aspects, okay? Now, don't get me wrong, okay? Let's say you got Megatron going up against a fucking 5-foot receiver. Clearly, if it's one-on-one and you just throw the ball up, Megatron should come down with that 9 out of 10 times, okay? But the aspect you're forgetting is the user aspect. If you got a fucking idiot who's using Megatron, and you got a fucking all-star guy who's using the 5-foot guy, and they got a 5-foot guy knows if he controls this guy inside at the right time, this guy's going to leap up over him, grab the interception, take it back. That's the difference between real and a game, okay? And here's how you learn and you win at Madden. 90% of the people run a pattern, okay? Now, a lot of people accuse people, oh man, you run the same plays, you run this, you run that. Typical Madden player has 15 to 20 plays in their playbook that they use. And during a game, they probably use half of them because once they figure out the pattern is working, that's what they're going to stick to. And they have what's called, I'm going to throw another tip of the day phrase in there, called money plays, okay? Now, a lot of you think money plays are all plays that always work or, you know, stuff like that. A money play is not a play that always works. It's a play that a person loves to run because it works most of the time. That is the actual definition of a money play, okay? So there's a person in my league or whatever. He's got some criticism on him. And he learns this run play where he runs to the right, which I'm going to actually make it where he can't do this play all the fucking time because I think it's bullshit as well. So thank you for the league for letting me know. But he runs this one play, but he waits till he has to run it because he knows it's going to work for at least 6-7 yards, right? It's a money play. The only way is to stop it, okay, obviously, everything's stoppable. But it's a pattern. So what you have to remember is he's going to run a couple plays, boom, that play. So you disguise it, right? All you got to do is, okay, boom, boom, boom. He's in that play. Let's call something different. And once you figure out what it is, he can't do it anymore. That is why I always tell people who run one play will never, ever, ever keep winning games. Because once that play is dissolved, it's not there anymore. That's why these ebooks, they keep evolving, they keep changing, because people will always come up with the other half. That's why I created my ebooks against the glitchers, because the glitchers think, oh man, I'm glitching the game. No, you're not. You're just making it so people have to play differently, okay? Because Madden is not real, it's a game. And the trick is to winning most of your games is memorizing your user's pattern. So if you're playing someone, and watch my game. Watch how many interceptions I get. Watch all that stuff, okay? Now, I lose two, okay? I mean, once you meet a person who's undefeated and wins every game, go ahead, buy all their shit, because that's not ever going to happen. But I'm just being real with you. When you play a person online or in a league, they're going to have a pattern. Once you learn what that pattern is, you can shut them down all day long, because they're going to start running plays they don't know. Because like I said, a typical Madden player knows 15 to 20 plays of their playbook, but only runs half of them during a game. That is the legit way of Madden. That is how a lot of it works. I don't care what any of y'all motherfuckers say. So learn their pattern. You're going to win the game. I teach you that in the ebooks that I give you. Here's the pattern. Here's how you learn it. Stuff like that. That's it. It's a pattern. If you watch any of my ebooks, any of my games, you guys will notice I do run a lot of the plays over again. I run them in a circulation. I run them in a pattern. I see what defense they're in. That's the other thing. It's not just a defensive pattern. You have to learn offense. Okay, when he's in here, this guy goes there. That guy goes there. That's how I learned when a guy nano fucking blitzes, he's going to come in. Where's my guy going to be? Now I know. Okay, when he's in this formation, he's going to nano blitz. My guy's going to be open. Boom, I'm gone. That is how you win Madden games, okay? It does help if you know a little bit about the game. I'm not going to lie. That does help. But when you lose, remember, Madden is not real. It's a game, and it's a game of memory. That's your tip of the day. I hope you guys liked it. We're going to get into the trivia question. Again, whoever answers the trivia question gets a free month. If you've already answered the last trivia question, make sure you share this with your friends. Get them on there, facebook.com/Madden's Players, to answer the trivia question. I will have a YouTube video coming up. I wanted to get up tonight, but it ain't going to happen. It's going to be up tomorrow night, okay? And make sure you show them that video. If you're interested in leagues, I got a few spots open in my league. Need some legit people. I really take my league seriously, so, you know, if you want to get in a serious league where the commissioner cares about his people, it's elitegaminggods.com. So enough bullshitting around the bush right here. We got trivia question of the motherfucking day. Here it is. In 2004, y'all remember 04, baby. That's when I graduated, baby, 04. In 2004, Michael Vick, okay, the Vicker, Michael Vick, graced the cover and was the most explosive player arguably ever on the game. Okay? I don't think y'all can deny that. In 2004, Michael Vick was graced on the cover and was the most explosive player of the game. The question is, what was his speed rating by default? I'm not talking about when you opened the season with him. They didn't really have online games back then. But they did have a speed rating. His was probably the highest I think it's ever been. So the correct answer on facebook.com/Madden's Players, we'll get a free month of the ebook access. And again, if you've already won one, share this with your friends, email it, post it on Facebook, rehash it on Twitter. You know what it is. So that will conclude today, basically. And remember, if you want to get half off, okay, when you go to elitegaminggods.com, just put MP Show for the half off. You can also get t-shirts there as well. Right now, this whole week, I'm doing a special right here. Anyone who buys a t-shirt will get 2 years free, right? This week only. So make sure you go order the t-shirt, get your 2 years free. That includes this Madden and next Madden. So let's recap what we just talked about in the show, okay? My name again is Madden's Players. My PSN is Madden's Players. This is the MP Show podcast, okay? You can find me at elitegaminggods.com. I run leagues. Or you can go to maddenbattles.com where there's tournaments. Okay? You can find the stuff there. My Roadblock Part 2 should be out next week where I explain in detail the defensive side of Madden. The Part 1 is up and I'll finish a little bit of that more this week as well. I realize there was something missing in it, but it's going up. But Part 1 is ready to go for you to kick some ass. So we talked about Gamer Salon versus Virgin Gaming and why I like Virgin Gaming a lot more. We talked about the phrase of the day, quitting like a bitch. So make sure you don't quit your game like a bitch. We talked about Chris Johnson and where's he going. Your Super Bowl pick. Mine was Denver. Love to hear yours. Facebook.com/Madden's Players. Who has had the best offseason in your opinion? Again, facebook.com/Madden's Players. You can talk to me, answer me. I do write back. Make sure y'all follow. Johnny Manziel. I talked about who I think he is, what he's going to do. I also gave you the tip of the day, letting you know Madden is not real. It's a game of memory, like a pattern. And I gave you the trivia question of the day. 2004, Michael Vick graced the cover. He was the most explosive player arguably ever on the game. What was his speed rating? And whoever answers that on Facebook.com/MaddenPlayers gets a free month. I want to thank you first and foremost for listening to the podcast. We're getting a lot more going on. I'll get some theme music. I'll get this thing going. Go ahead and share this. Follow me again, Facebook.com/MaddenPlayers. My site for my ebooks is EliteGamingGods.com and tournaments at MaddenBattles.com. It's been fun hanging with you. This is Madden's Players reminding you it is not about being the best, but it is about being better than you were yesterday. This is Madden's Players. We are out.